First reading is from the Gospel of Luke in the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 20. And being questioned by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they tell you, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see. And they shall tell you, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there.' Go not after, nor pursue. For as lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven gives brightness to the other part under heaven, so shall also be the Son of Man in his day." We read further from the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Happy are they who do his commandments, that their authority may be in the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and does a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things, to the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who thirsts come. And he who will, let him take the water of life freely." Our next reading is an explanation of the words that we just read from the book of Revelation. By "let him who hears come" is signified he who hears and thence knows anything of the Lord's coming and of the new heaven and the new church, thus of the Lord's kingdom, let him pray that it may come. By "him who thirsts, let him say, 'Come,'" is signified he who desires the Lord's kingdom. And at the same time, truths, let him pray that the Lord may come with light. And "him who wills, let him take of the water of life freely," is signified that he who, from love, is willing to learn truths and appropriate them to himself, will receive them from the Lord without any work of his own. By "willing" is signified to love. Because that which a man wills from his heart, he loves. And that which he loves, the same he wills from the heart. By "the water of life" is signified divine truths through the word from the Lord. And by "freely" is signified without his own work. The things in this verse have the same signification as these in the Lord's Prayer. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As in heaven, so also upon the earth." The Lord's kingdom is the church, which makes one with heaven. Therefore it is now said, "Let him who hears say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts come." We also read from the Arcana Celestia 2405. As in the proper sense mourning signifies the Lord, his advent, and thus the approach of his kingdom, it is evident what is signified besides, namely the rise of a new church. For this is the Lord's kingdom on earth, and this both in general and in particular, and even in the least particular. In general, when any church on the globe is being raised up anew, in particular when man is being regenerated and being made new, for then the Lord's kingdom is arising in him, and he is becoming a church. And in the least particular, when any, wherever, the good of love and faith is working in him. For in this consists the advent of the Lord. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.